The world knows as much as it does about what suffering looks like in North Korea. The scourge of famine and the labor camps, the dearth of medical supplies, the desperate escapes across the border into northern China from the work of one controversial German physician. Dr. Norbert Vollertsen received North Korea's highest state award, the Friendship Medal, 2 years ago when he donated his own skin for a graft to save a Korean man who had been severely burned. But now Dr. Vollertsen has been kicked out of North Korea. He is barred from China. And there are those in the United Nations Commission on Human Rights who believe that his tactics in helping North Korean refugees are more dangerous than helpful. But Dr. Vollertsen continues to draw attention to himself and the plight of so many in North Korea through books, congressional testimony, and interviews, including this one. Dr. Vollertsen joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for the invitation.
Dr. Vollertsen, could you share with us your first impression when you got to North Korea? When was it? And
in July 1999, I entered North Korea as a medical doctor, mm-hmm. human aid worker, and I took care for 10 different hospitals there, several kindergartens, several orphanage. Yeah, and then my first impression was there is no medical care at all. There are empty rooms, no running water, no soap, no heating system, no sanitation, no food, nothing. So I tried to get closer to the society.
What did you learn as you peeled back the onion?
I learned that those North Koreans are very nice people. They are not communists by birth. They are warm-hearted, very caring people. And my colleague and I, at that time, we took the chance to show something to the North Koreans that we also want to be friends or that we do something, donate our own skin and get closer to the people. And I think the North Koreans got the message. And I was offered a special VIP passport, even a private driving license. And with those two items, I was able to go around in the countryside. So I managed to take a lot of pictures and even a secret video about the real condition inside North Korea. But when I found on the middle of the road an obviously tortured soldier with all his cigarette burns on his back and the wounds, open wounds where he was whipped and whatever, I tried to take a picture in order to show it to you and your colleagues. But you can imagine what happened. I was nearly arrested from my own driver, and my camera was confiscated, my film destroyed. And then I wondered what's going on in this country. And then I learned about the criminal law in North Korea, that there is written whoever is engaged in anti-state criminal acts in North Korea, he will be committed to a reform institution, and there he will be reformed through labor. That means labor camps. And I'm a German, you know about German history. Yeah. We all were accused that we kept silent throughout Hitler's Nazi Germany, that we failed to act. And then I thought, okay, don't make the same mistakes twice. I have to do something. And when Miss Albright came to Pyongyang,
Secretary of State Albright.
Then many of your colleagues, I offered a private jeep tour through Pyongyang, and they took the chance and they took the real picture of North Korea. And that was the end of my career in North Korea, right after I was expelled, and I spoke out about those conditions, and then I learned about the real tragedy. Then I went to the North Korean-Chinese border, and there I met all those refugees, and they were talking about concentration camps, mass rape, about execution, about biological experiments where human beings are used like guinea pigs. Mainly Christians. And I thought, what's going on here? We have to do something. As a German, I know about East German refugees who went to West German embassies in Prague, and in this way, finally, they succeeded to bring down the East German government. So we thought, let's go to Beijing and let's choose the German embassy there and do it in the same way. And here, my critics are right. There is a crackdown from Chinese authorities.
We should explain. What your critics say is that after you let a group of people, a group of refugees from North Korea into the Spanish embassy in Beijing, the Chinese reacted by surrounding the embassies now with barbed wire. So there's some people that say that
we are creating some risk for those refugees.
Yeah.
But that's also the story. Or that's also something I learned out of history. Whenever you are engaged with a dictatorship, there will be a crackdown. There will be some violent response. I think it's encouraging in a way. We have to speak out even more. Now there's only a little voice, and those North Korean defectors are in danger because there is only a little voice. So we have to create a big noise. Silence is dangerous.
I mean, the call to conscience that you're making to the Western world is, I don't have to tell you, is difficult for a lot of Western politicians and national leaders to hear because, in fact, they have to prioritize. And they think that this is a country, North Korea, that has terrible weapons of destruction right now. They've got a huge military that is considered to be relatively strong. U.S. And Britain and your own country, for that matter, feel flummoxed about what to do.
I know, but I also know about West German and East German history. There was nearly the same discussion. Yeah. And at that time, there was still a nuclear power Russia and the Soviet Union, mm-hmm. even more dangerous. But when Ronald Reagan and some other strong U.S. politicians, they called them Empire of Evil.
Yeah, the evil empire.
It created some change. And nowadays, when there's a discussion about an axis of evil and North Korea's accused, it will also create some change. And I know that even when there was an East German military threat, this flood of refugees finally created the collapse. And now all the people are talking about either appeasement of North Korea or war with North Korea. Nobody talks about the collapse of North Korea. And
there are elections on December 19th in South Korea. Are you hoping for one result or another?
One of my closest friends, a South Korean activist, he simply told me it doesn't matter. It will not change something inside South Korea. There's a lot of anti-Americanism nowadays inside the South Korean nation, unfortunately, mostly among the young people. There's a lot of bashing U.S. soldiers and whatever, and there's a lot of risk that this will lead to something, not destabilize North Korea, but maybe encourage those North Koreans. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of rumors.
South Korea is a pretty prosperous country that must be worried about something.
Yeah, they are worried about reunification. They know about what happened in Germany. They are worried about the cost of reunification, mm-hmm. about the money and so. But then I simply will ask them, I'm not a politician. I'm a human rights activist. I'm a medical doctor. I simply will ask them, how much is one human life? How much a little child with those sad eyes? When I looked in those sad eyes, I cannot count in dollars anymore. I simply have to think about how to rescue those poor children there in North Korea.
Dr. Vollertsen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Norbert Vollertsen, a human rights activist and physician, joining us in our studios.